Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, he talks about the mitzvah of vidui dvarim. Vidui is a mitzvah saseh, that if a person does an aveira and he does tshuva, it's a mitzvah saseh of vidui. The Rambam gives us a number of examples of this. He says, when they bring a carbon, you have to be mitzvada. Then the Rambam says in Halacha Beis the following: Sarah mishdalech, v'fishu kapara l'chol Yisrael. The Sarah mishdalech, the goat, the scapegoat, in English, that was sent out. On Yom Kippur is a kapara l'chol Yisrael. Kohen gadol misvade olav al lashon kol Yisrael. Interesting wording. I don't know how to translate that exactly. The kohen gadol is misvade. The kohen gadol says the vidui on the Sar Mishdaleach using words regarding kol Yisrael, regarding all of kol Yisrael. Shenemar v'hisvada olav as kol avoinos b'nei Yisrael. That the pasuk says that the kohen gadol is misvada on the sar mishdaleach kol avoinos b'nei Yisrael. That's where on the seder of the avodah yom kippurim we repeat the words kacho ya'omer on Hashem chatu avu pasu amcha beis Yisrael. Kohen Gadol was misvada on the Sar Mishdaleach to avoinus kol Yisrael. So I saw an interesting thing in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by how does this work exactly? There's a mitzvah of vidui, and the Kohen Gadol is doing it for kol Yisrael. He says, "Vais dois that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of vidui al yedei shliach." That's what he says. Because the Kohen Gadol was doing it, b'shlichus kol Yisrael. And he brings another raya to such a concept. He says, we find the Gemara learned that the Rambam brings later on, tzorech lefar et achet, and he brings the makar from, let's find the lost in the Rambam over here, but he brings from the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the ego, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't remember the exact lashon pasuk. V'yasu lehem aloi hezov. That Moshe Rabbeinu was misvada for Klal Yisrael on the Chet Ha'egel. So again, you see, vidui al yedei shliach. Melchus Chinuch says, from here it's a kasha on the Maharit, that the Tshuva's Maharit says that you can't make a shliach to make be makd or something because there's only words, mili, and you can't make a shliach for mili. He says, Vaistas over here, you could. And he asks the kasha if the purpose of vidui according to some has to do with busha, so it shouldn't work. Then this is l'chayr. It's mamish repel. It's l'chayr repel. It's minchas chinuch. It's tired. Shaych to be mitzvada. The shliach. The whole thing seems like a milsa de tmiya. I mean, the pashtus, the idea of vidui is a personal thing. It's the ultimate mitzvah sheva gufay. You're supposed to go in front of a person. Supposed to go in front of a kadosh baruch hu and be mitzvada. It should be belayed. It's not just mili. It's supposed to be an expression of something internal that you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah vidui al yedei shliach. Seems extremely pelodic. Like Lenin's daiti to say such a thing. But then the question remains: if it's takanat, so what is this? Indian lemais at the pasuk. The pasuk says the kohen gadol is misvada as avoinos the lost in the pasuk misvada all of it called avoinos b'nei Yisrael. Kohen gadol is misvada The Avodah Zarah, so how does that work? What's the gather of such a thing? What's the gather of somebody being misvada for somebody else? Not I was chayte, but he was chayte. That's a vidui. The emes is the concept of vidui for someone else's averis. We find another context also of something like that. The nusach of vidui that we say, unzur nusach, is avol anachnu. In the Rambam it says avol anachnu chatanu. In the Gemara it says avol anachnu chatanu. But what's our gersa? Avol anachnu abiseinu chatanu. We're being misvada for somebody else's averis. For abiseinu. It's a pasuk. It's also a pasuk. It's a pasuk in the Teichacha and Pash B'chu Kaisai. For svado es avon. The svado es avon. Es avon avoisam. What's the prepping misvada for avon avoisainu? So Ben Yoinun Shai Tshuva actually says that he says when he talks about Vidur, he says v'yeshal of lahaska v'noisav avon es avoisav. Why? He says, because Chazal say that the pasuk says, there's an inyan that a person is nenesh, person gets punished for the avera of his ancestors, if he's continuing in their bad ways. So then he gets nanash for the avoice of Zaveris also. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaina, it passes to be mitzvada for avoin avoice of. So a person shaykh to that also. Okay, that's a mahalach. But I saw an interesting thing. The Archaim HaKadosh, if I understood correctly, the Archaim HaKadosh on that pasuk, in Pash B'chu Kaisai, asked the following question. He says, okay, he also understands that Vasvadu Asavoyna Voisam has to do maybe with this Chazal, but also Baisa Vesem Yadayim. But he says, still, why do they have to be Mesvadu and Avoyna Voisam? Just take care of their own Averis, Vasvadu from their own Averis, and then they're not Achso Maisa Voisam Yadu anymore, and then they have no Shaykhs, no Maisa Voisam. Why do they have to deal with the Maisa Voisam directly? They're only connected to the Maisa Voisam. Well, that's their Maisam. So let them be mitzvada on their own Maisam, and the Maisa Voisam will automatically not be negated to them anymore. It's with respect to our Mechayim HaKadosh. So again, this Indian that be mitzvada for somebody else's Averis. And the truth of the matter is, it's even more. The question goes even further. The whole fact someone was ma'arit to me. I was speaking on Shabbos a little bit, but in your vidui, taking personal responsibility for averus. Somebody came over to me afterwards. If vidui means taking personal responsibility, why do we say it in Lashon Rabbim? Av achatanu, we were chayte. I was chayte. It almost sounds like, you know, it's not just my fault. It's his fault too. You know, it takes away from this is what the person was asking me. It takes away from this nekuda that it's my fault. As if you say it in Lashon Rabbim, why are we saying vidin in Lashon Rabbim? Could be asked with arvus, maybe, but again. We're by saying chatanu, in a sense, we're being misvada for all the persons of Eretz too. I was chayte, and he was chayte, and everybody else was chayte. We're all chayte. My vid, I'm being misvada. Somebody else is chatanim. I want to share with the Eilim a hergish. I don't know if it's miyashiv the whole thing legamri, but I think there's a. Man, there's something to it. I saw a fascinating thing in the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says a Hezbein, one line over here, he says a Hezbein in the Rambam. The Rambam, the writer in Hilchos Tshuva, when he talks about Aseres Yimei Tshuva, So Rambam writes, he brings the whole Indian of the din of the sequel of Averis and Rosh Hashanah and Yoshana and Yom Kippur and Tzadikim Gemara and Beinanim and the Tekiah Shofar is the famous Rambam about Tekiah Shofar. Will Yishenim Yishenaschem. The Rambam fears, he said, but Pnei Inyan Zeh, because of this Inyan, everything he was talking about till then, this whole Inyan of the din of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Noagu Kol Beis Yisrael. The Gans Klai Yisrael is Noig, the following things on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He gives a list. The following things is the meaning of Kol Beis Yisrael during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Laharbois Bitzadaka, Ubamaisim Taivim, Velasik B'mitzvahs, Meir HaShana Ba'ad Yom Kippurim, Yesem Mikolim Moitz HaShana. And then afterwards he talks about Tefillah also, Nagam Malakam Balayla L'Spalo. But he starts off with Nagu L'Harbois B'Tzedaka U'B'Matzim Tovim V'Lasik B'mitzvahs. Now, L'Chor Yitzdaka and Matzim Tovim are mitzvahs. But so Vaistois the Rambam is saying that there's a bazundera minig of Kol Beis Yisrael during Aseres Yimei Tshuva to be marba and staka and ma'asim tovim as well as all the other mitzvahs, but particularly staka and ma'asim tovim. What does ma'asim tovim mean? So rather in the Meshech Chachma he paraphrases this Rambam. He says the Rambam says that what is find his lashon here? He says, "Chei noagu laharbois b'tzdaka ubechesed b'yom emelu." Looks like he's paraphrasing the Rambam. But mustami ilu ma'isim tayvim means chesed, the ma'isim of atova, ma'isim of atova, ma'isim tayvim. So tzdaka and chesed are the first things on his list. That's the minhag Yisrael. What's that b'tzdaka and chesed? So I think the pashta reason, which is zicha emes, pashta reason is because we come to confront the Eibishter today, twice a day, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, asei imanu tzdaka v'chesed. So we ask the Eibishter for tzdaka v'chesed, so how we zaycha to it, mida k'neged mida. Chari, that's the pashta to mahalach, which is avada emes lamitai, but the Meshech Chachma says a different knetch, different hesber in why Klal Yisrael's neig to be marba in staka and chesed during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He says a whole arichas over here. I'm not going to say it with whole arichas. I'm going to sell it back a little bit differently than when he says it, but the main nekuda is his nekuda. Yeah, you have to understand it. He explains it in the context of the Indian of the Kapara of Yom Kippurim. We know, we've spoken about this many times in the past, that there's an Indian of like the Lashon Rambam is Atzmoy Shel Yom Kippurim Mechaper Lashofim Shenemer Ki B'Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. There's a koyach in Yom Kippur itself, in the day, in the Atzmo Shel Yom. There's a koyach of Kapara, Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. Which is, L'chayr, I once heard it expressed, but L'chayr, it's Pashit. It's a different mahalach than the mahalach of Kapara of Tshuva of the whole year. Tshuva of the whole year is one mahalach of Kapara. Yom Kippur has its own nature, its own koyach. The Atzma Shal Yom, there's an essence of what Yom Kippur is, and Mitzada Atzitzuma Shal Yom, that has a Koyach of Kapara. Now, Ad Kadei Kach, that there's a Tzad in the Gemara, there's, I think, Jesus Rabbi that says it's Mechap even without Tshuva, and even the Rambam Paskins, the Sor Mishtalech, is Mechap on Kalis without Tshuva. So there's an Indian, it's aside from Tshuva. The punkt is a tnai. In general, for the most part, there's a tnai mechaper l'shofim. Kibyam is a it's but it's the atzma shel yom being mechaper for the shofim. And like we've spoken in the past, this is a marduk a chizik, because be'etzim in tshuva we find it's not so simple to be zeicher to the dargis of kapara and tshuva. Even though the Ben Yonah says a lesson which people quote a lot, l'chol tshuva timsa slicha, but the Maisa, and that Rabbi Yonah is coming to say, the lashon of Rabbi Yonah is madregas rabbis l'tshuva. There's many madregas. L'fiyah madregas yiskar v'adam l'kadosh baruch hu. V'amnam l'chol tshuva timatzei slicha. Every tshuva has slicha. Ach lo titer hanefesh tar shalem liyas avaynis k'loy hayu zulasi kasha yitar ha'adam es li by v'yachin es luchay. So kasha yisbar. So Rabbi Yonah has a whole a long list of what's necessary in order to get the whole tahara of tshuva. There's madregas in tshuva, but l'chayy that's all in the mahalach of kapara of tshuva. If a person is accessing his kapara through tshuva, so there's different madregas. You do more tshuva, you get more kapara. You can do less tshuva, you get less kapara, and it's a toyer sholem, a total tahara of the nefesh is very difficult to get through tshuva. As is mavur in Rabbeinu Yonah. Yom Kippur, ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem l'tahar eschem. It's a different mahalach. It's the mahalach of b'yom hazeh, of atzmei shel yom. Yeah, to the extent that a person is nichnas into the atzmei shel yom, to that extent he gets the harem itzad the atzmei shel yom. Yeah, he has to be a shabbos. That tonight, a person has to do tshuva. You can't part yourself without tshuva. That's the mitzvah sayoyim is tshuva. But the tahara, the kapara doesn't necessarily have to come mitzad the all the madregas and the whole groisa arbit of all the different levels of tshuva. The Ben Yonah says the kapara can come a different way. The kapara can come mitzad the atzma shol yoyim, and with that can sound we have more hope that we can taka bizeicha to the Torah sholem to lofnei Hashem to tareschem lofnei Hashem to taru. Ben Yonah says, "Vayter is an there's an Indian that sometimes a person could do tshuva and a person can have slicha, but mincha lo yeratzah miyadoi." He writes over there. There could be an Indian that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not nisratza. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not pleased with the person. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not tefreden kaviyachah with the person. He's not going to give him an oinish anymore. But l'maisa, it's not, the relationship is not what it was. Ben Yonah sells back such a thing. He says, yeah, a person should be a misfollow, that he should have the real ruts in the way it is. Again, that's maybe in the Indian, in the levels of tshuva, it's not so easy to get to the Indian of rotsin. Yom Kippur is a day of rotsin. Nisratzah, Rashi, I think, of Parshas Ekev says that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisratzah to Klal Yisrael B'Simcha. Chazal say that on Motzi Yom Kippur, Baskel comes out and says, Leich Echel B'Simcha Lachmecha Kirak, Kvai Rotzah Lekim Es Masecha. Vatzisa Vanu, that's the Yom Kippur. The Darga of Yom Kippur is the Darga of Rotzin. So again, to the extent that a person is Nichnas into Yom Kippur, to that extent, he's zoicha to the rotzen. He doesn't have to necessarily go through the long, hard process of the all the dargas of tshuva to get to this level of rotzen. If it would just be the rest of the year going through with the derech of tshuva. Of a person has to give yinichnas into Yom Kippur. So what's the gather of Yom Kippur? Atzmei shel yoyim, ki b'yoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem. Vos is the yoyim from Yom Kippur. So we know, we all know the Mishnah in Yuma. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Shveichem Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem metarem, im metar eschem, v'oimer, mikva Yisrael Hashem. The Tahara, of Yom Kippur is a mikvah. But not a mikvah of mayim. A mikvah of, I can't even say the words, but mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Kaviyachal, without Tayvul Zayin in Kutcha Brichu. Kaviyachal. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. How is a person tovel in such a mikvah? The pashtetzach, the aleph is, you got to follow the prescription that the Torah says, the chamish inuyim, the yisim alacha, tshuva, viduyim, avada, all of those things is how a person is nichnas into the mikvah. But even with all of that, how's a yid nichnas in the mikvah Yisrael Hashem? How's a shaykh such a zach? Talk to Meshach Chachma, Amari Dikazach. I'll sell it back this way. State mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The mikveh of HaKav Yachol is a mikveh for Yisrael. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. What's made Yisrael? Yesh Lachkor. What's made Yisrael? Does it mean the individual Yid? What does it mean? Does it mean the Klal Yisrael? Zog the Meshech Chachma, how is a Yid nichnas into the Mikvah Yisrael Hashem? It's only by being mushvish, by being mudbuk, by being a mitzad, being a chelik of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is nichnas into the Mikvah of Hashem. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Klal Yisrael is nichnas. The Yachid, can a Yachid be nichnas in such a mikvah? Is it Shaykh? I don't know if it's Shaykh. But certainly it's very, very vite. The root, the entry point, the to be able to be nichnas into the mikvah of Yom Kippur is only through Klal Yisrael. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. And Mimela, it's Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Chad Hu. The Chad Hu Be'etzem is the Klal Yisrael, is the Knesset Yisrael. The individual Yid has a Shaychus with that Chad Hu mitzad, the fact that his Shoyvish Neshama is the Neshama of Klal Yisrael. That's the entry point that a person has. That's the dibuk that a person has, that an individual Yid has with the Eibush to Kaviyachal. It's through his dibuk to Klal Yisrael. Memeila zokta meshachachma, that's why Nagu call Yisrael, b'yomim elu, to be Isaac and Tztaka, masin tovim gmils chasadim, because the avoida, the hachana for Yom HaKippurim, is for a Yid to be madbik himself, to be mashvish himself on Klal Yisrael. That's the hachana for Yom HaKippurim, because only then is the person shayich to be nichnas into the Tzumah Shel Yom. A Yid comes on Yom Kippur. He says vidui. He's coming in front of the Eibishter. He's coming to Kav Yachal to jump into the mikvah for Yom Kippur. The Tzumah Shel Yom. The viduyim. That's one of the ikka times where a person is shayach to come to, he's tapping on what Yom Kippur is. So how does shayach to say vidui for somebody else? It's kushi mekar lesser. What somebody else? When a yid is coming to say vidui, he can't just be thinking about himself. If he's just thinking about himself, then he's mufka from the ganze zach. He's mufka from the whole mikvah Yisrael Hashem. It's only shaykh to the extent that he's thinking about himself as a chelik of Klal Yisrael. So the Kohen Gadol, but befrat the Kohen Gadol is when he says the vidah of Klal Yisrael, he's not saying vidah on somebody else. He's a shliach from the ander yidden. That's not the pshat. The pshat is he is Klal Yisrael. And it's not just the Kohen Gadol. Every Yid who comes and he says vidui, he can't just say vidui for himself. It's anachnu chatanu. It's ashamnu. It's not just me. A person is margish in such a matziv that he's Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael tzaman saying vidui. And Klal Yisrael is not just the people from this door. Klal Yisrael is the Friedeke Dairis also. It's the Kali Yisrael is made up of all of Aladiris from all the way back from the Avos HaKadosh until today. All, we're all together in this in the going into the Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. This is the avoid of the Saras Yemei Tshuva. One year we spoke about the unusual minig that there is in Minig Yisrael. Again, these things are reflected, these Yisraelis are reflected in the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. The Minig Yisrael that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, after davening, the Torah brings it, people say to each other, Shana Taiva, Dikasev, say Chasem, whatever it is that you say, long in the sky, short in the sky, but to say Lashana Taiva, Dikasev. I said, Modern Zach, a stickle. I don't know if we ever find a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to give somebody a bracha. I mean, maybe this other player, I'm not a bucky enough to say it's unique, but certainly unusual. A special halacha, a special minig Yisrael to be mevarach to other the people that you see. But this is the aschala, the whole yom kubi, kufize. You can put it in these terms from the beginning of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. From the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, we're all leading up, it's all leading up to this point. It's all leading up to the point of Atzmo Shal Yoyim V'chaper Kibi Yoyim Hazeh L'tayr Eschem Mikve Yisrael Hashem. And Mela, we can't forget, it's not me, it's not about me. It's about you, it's about him, it's about Gan's Klal Yisrael. Gan's Halachim Shulchan Aruch Erev Yom Kippurim. A whole simon to be v'fayis chaveroi. But it has to do with tshuva. I mean, the velt as the kasha thing we spoke about also all the years. The velt as the kasha v'asipus is erev Yom Kippur. That's the halacha of the whole year. A person is chayte ben chaveroi. They have to be v'fayis as chaveroi. V'fayis tais is a bazundur din Yom Kippur. Not nachamo. Vifel there's a period. Vifel there's a. Chilkus, chiluk lovavus and klal Yisrael to that extent that there's a chiluk, that there's a pirud in klal Yisrael, to that extent it's going to be problematic to be zoicha to what the Yom Kippur is, to the tzumah shel yom, and melo and erev Yom Kippur. There's a halacha that we have to take care of that, because it's halacha mitzad. Not, you can understand that it's not only mitzad the tshuva. The rest of the year is mitzad, maybe mitzad halachas tshuva the zayin, but on erev Yom Kippur there's a hisafa. It's mitzad the atzma shel yom that there has to be a ratzes chaveroi. Otherwise, it's missing in the side of mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Another couple of days till Yom Kippurim. Something to think about. The Mekayim, the minig of Kol. That's a strong lashon, impressive lashon in the Rambam. The minig of Kol Beis Yisrael. Kol Beis Yisrael is noyik during these days. Tzedakah, chesed, thinking about another yid, davening for another yid. Tshuva tefila tzedakah. So tzedakah is v'shteitz of another yid, but even the tshuva and tefila have to be a gather of tzedakah. The tshuva for another yid, tefila for another yid, tzedakah for another yid. And with this hachana, we will be able to come taka, able to help Moshe Bizaicha, to come to Yom Kippurim, to be zaicha to the emes kaparak b'yemezai chaper aleichem. The tahara eschem to the tahara to the rotzen to the emes of simcha, and we should all be zeicha to gmar chesim ha'tayim.